Benvenuti. Welcome, everyone, to Italian Pod. My name is Catherine.
Hi, my name is Marco.
Today, Marco, what kind of a lesson have we got for our listeners?
We have a newbie lesson, meaning that I will have to speak in English, and you will have to speak in English.
Well, we do have a great lesson for you out there. We've got a food lesson, which, as you should know, is not a novelty here at Italian Pod. But we're going to be talking about one of my favorite dishes, but you have to kind of guess what it is because we're not going to give that to you in the dialogue itself. You're going to have to understand it from the ingredients. But before we get started, we have a key phrase. What's that key phrase?
Divento verde.
I become green. Kind of a weird phrase, but it'll make sense in a minute. So listen up to this dialogue three times, and when we come back, we'll be talking all about it.
Dialogue, first time.
Prendi le patate.
Sì, patate, farina, sale, carne macinata.
Carne macinata per cosa? Non li facciamo al pesto?
Ma dai, se lo mangio un'altra volta divento verde.
Dialogue, second time.
Prendi le patate.
Sì, patate, farina, sale, carne macinata.
Carne macinata per cosa? Non li facciamo al pesto?
Ma dai, se lo mangio un'altra volta divento verde.
Dialogue, third time.
Prendi le patate.
Sì, patate, farina, sale, carne macinata.
Carne macinata per cosa? Non li facciamo al pesto?
Ma dai, se lo mangio un'altra volta divento verde.
And we are back. So, Marco, where are we?
We are definitely doing some shopping somewhere in a supermarket or so. And there's two people that they look like they're buying ingredients for, as you said, a special dish that you like.
And we've got a couple of really great words for describing getting things and obviously these kind of basic ingredients. So let's actually translate this line by line into English and then we'll kind of break down what's going on.
Prendi le patate.
Get the potatoes.
Prendi le patate.
Get the potatoes.
Prendi le patate. Sì, patate, farina, sale, carne macinata.
Yes, potatoes, flour, salt, ground meat.
Sì, patate, farina, sale, carne macinata.
Yes, potatoes, flour, salt, ground meat.
Sì, patate, farina, sale, carne macinata. Carne macinata per cosa? Non li facciamo al pesto?
Ground meat for what? Aren't we making them with pesto?
Carne macinata per cosa? Non li facciamo al pesto?
Ground meat for what? Aren't we making it with pesto?
Carne macinata per cosa? Non li facciamo al pesto? Ma dai, se lo mangio un'altra volta divento verde.
Come on, if I eat it one more time I'll turn green.
Ma dai, se lo mangio un'altra volta divento verde.
Come on, if I eat it one more time I'll turn green.
Ma dai, se lo mangio un'altra volta divento verde.
Diventi verde?
Because they've been eating a lot of pesto recently.
Apparently, which in my opinion is not such a bad thing. But the people here don't seem, well, the guy doesn't seem too excited about it. But let's go back to the beginning and look at this first sentence where we have kind of an instruction.
Prendi le patate.
You take, you get, right?
Yeah.
Prendi le patate.
This is an imperative. Prendi le patate.
Prendi la farina.
Prendi la farina, prendi il sale, everything you can use. Prendi.
You can make it into everything. So go grab this. Go get this. This is an instruction, and it's extremely, extremely useful. And then moving along, we have a lot of nouns, right? We have a lot of food words that are kind of self-explanatory. But I would like to explain that carne macinata.
Carne macinata is like that little meat that is mashed, and you also used to do the ragù sauce, the bolognese. Yeah,
the bolognese.
Bolognese. Well, it's a ground meat, right? So la carne is meat, feminine word. So carne macinata. There's an A at the end of that. So that's ground meat. And we've got a question following this. Why?
Carne macinata per cosa?
So per cosa literally means for what? For what thing, right? Mm-hmm. So farina per cosa. So aren't we making this dish that we have not yet named with pesto?
Non li facciamo al pesto.
So li here, what is this li? Is it
them?
Them. These the, things these that have things yet that to be named.
Those things we cannot name.
Aren't we making them not with pesto in Italian? It's kind of got a different, we've got a different way of saying it, which is very unique to Italian. And how would we say this? In the style of pesto.
Al pesto.
All right. So when we describe a dish, usually spaghetti dishes, but many different dishes, when we want to describe the sauce that they have or the style in which they're made, we have to say al.
Yeah, al or alla, but in any case, in every kind of sauce, every kind of style, we always have to do, you know, I think it's also, you say it maybe in French, or also in English you can use it, no? Alla.
Right, exactly.
In the style of...
Alla Catherine.
Alla Catherine.
So, for example, carbonara is a very, very famous style of pasta in America, at least. And we could say spaghetti alla carbonara.
Yeah, that would be right. Mm-hmm. Unless...
we will get to this point in the discussion section. We will get to this point. But first, I would like to kind of cap off this discussion with the last
off.
Line.
Cap off.
So, if I eat this again, how would we say again or one more time?
Un'altra volta.
All right, so keep this as a fixed phrase, very, very useful. Un'altra volta.
Un'altra volta. Se lo mangio un'altra volta, divento verde.
I could even say to you, oh, I didn't really understand that. Can you say it again?
Mm-hmm. Can you say it un'altra volta? Mm. Or if I just say that, come on baby one more time, direi, forza bambina un'altra volta.
All right. All right, so, and here's the key phrase of the day. If I eat another time, divento verde. I will turn green. So I hope that's not going to happen, although I do really enjoy pesto myself. So let's listen to this dialogue 3 more times. When we come back, we'll be talking more about pestos and dishes and yummy, yummy, yummy stuff.
Dialogue. First time.
Prendi le patate.
Sì, patate, farina, sale, carne macinata.
Carne macinata per cosa? Non li facciamo al pesto?
Ma dai, se lo mangio un'altra volta divento verde.
Dialogue, second time.
Prendi le patate.
Sì, patate, farina, sale, carne macinata.
Carne macinata per cosa? Non li facciamo al pesto?
Ma dai, se lo mangio un'altra volta divento verde.
Dialogue, third time.
Prendi le patate.
Sì, patate, farina, sale, carne macinata.
Carne macinata per cosa? Non li facciamo al pesto?
Ma dai, se lo mangio un'altra volta divento verde.
All right, we are back. So you've heard that dialogue quite a few times now. Hopefully you know what's going on and what these words mean.
But most important, shall we reveal what these ingredients are for or not?
Gnocchi.
You mean gnocchi?
No, I mean gnocchi.
Ecco, no, because now I want to talk about this.
Oh, you're going to complain about Americans?
No, but no, about Americans. Everywhere in the world. Like, I want to complain about the world.
All right.
No, there's this fact that, you know, like, people like some Italian food, but they don't like to learn how to pronounce it. But it only takes 1 second to know that GN and a vowel, like O, is gnocchi.
Well,
not
maybe not
gnocchi.
Everybody has Italian pod, Marco.
But now we can change the word, Catherine.
We can. One person at a time. One gnocco
so
at a time.
Remember, it only takes 1 second.
But gnocchi, to explain, if you don't know what they are potato dumplings. They're small, and they've actually got all of these ingredients, right? So they've got flour, potatoes, salt, and some water. And, of course, the question here in this dialogue, the question is what sauce to make gnocchi
There's
with.
There's million of variants, variables.
Variations.
Variation on the theme of gnocchi. Is this pesto thing? What is? No, no, I'm asking you, Catherine. Is this like? Has this become sort of a fashion in the U.S. and in like in North America?
It's not only, well, I think maybe at a time it was fashionable, but people just like the taste. Is it okay that people like the taste of pesto and they want to put it on a sandwich?
No, it's not okay.
There's nothing wrong. You know, there's nothing better than a like laffa chicken wrap with a little bit of pesto and a little bit of cheese. You're a purist.
I'm a purist.
And I think you need to admit it.
Yeah.
And we're going to let our listeners ruminate on this point. If you have any questions or comments, please post them on our site at timepod.com. And if you have opinions about this conversation that we were having, please let
me
know.
And put some pesto inside.
And help me win this fight against Marco.
Pesto is in everything now. Even coffee with pesto we can have.
All right. So what's that email address our listeners can write us to at?
ItalianPod@PraxisLanguage.com.
All right. So that's going to be it for us today. From us here to Time Pod. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.